So the Rittenhouse trial might have lasted a few weeks, but like Brian Stelter's hair, the fallout was immediate. Which is good for shows like mine because I can just press cruise control and let the morons speak for themselves. Seriously, this script could have been written by the producers of Full House, only the show would have been called Full of
Kyle Rittenhouse was just 17 years old when he drove across state lines.
He's driving across state lines.
He crosses state line.
He crosses a state line.
Across state lines.
Who crossed state lines.
Came across state lines.
This guy came over state lines.
Provocatively drove across state lines.
Gee, it almost makes you wonder that they want you to think he drove across state lines. I had no idea. But it's amazing, one simple fact can be distorted, and no producer has taken the time to correct it. They're too busy trying to adjust the meds for Joy Reid and spotting Chris Cuomo on his bench. Meanwhile, Eric Swalwell didn't drive across state lines, but what did the fabricating fart bag do with state secrets when he did the bang bang with the fang fang?
I figure, Janet, we don't have Friday funnies.
Right, because we're not going to be here.
So I had a little funny with Greg Gutfeld on, you know, running the ship this morning.
Although this is stuff opening. Like you can't even make up.
Right. Did you realize he drove across state lines? He didn't drive, by the way. His mother brought him across the state line. So he drove across. They didn't even get that fact right. He wasn't driving. His mom brought him.
See, and and you know that's my biggest pet peeve about this whole thing. For her to have encouraged
Well, she just handed him his AR-15 and his little, you know, Scooby-Doo lunchbox and told him to be careful.
That's right.
Trying to get shot.
You be careful out there. So, oh, Lordy. Lord have mercy.
It's Wednesday. And you know what that means, Janet.
Mark. What day is it, Mark?
It's Wednesday.
Guess what today is?
It's hump day.
Woo-hoo! Hump day!
And we're going to let some sunshine in during the day. We're going to have some fun with it today. We got some serious news. Yeah, that's out there. We're going to bring you some lighthearted stuff, have some clips from some famous sitcoms that you might recognize, one or two of them. We'll sprinkle those throughout the day. And we'll take you all the way till 9 o'clock. We have a special guest coming in today.
Yeah?
That would be Colt from We Fix Stupid Computers.
Oh, Lord.
He's going to fix us breakfast.
Is he now?
Yeah. Well, he's going to go
and our
and
computer,
get it
too, I hope. Yeah. with any luck,
yep,
he'll fix that as well.
Yeah. So Colt coming in today.
Nice.
Around 7:30.
Well, we will enjoy today and look forward to spending the morning with you. Our thought of the day today is this. Focusing on the bright side will always be beneficial to your body and your mind. True. Very, very true.
Okay.
434-248-0704 is our text number. We always give you that because we want you to participate with our Mind Jam trivia.
I'm finishing up my yawn. By the way, I heated up water earlier.
Uh-oh. Does that mean you need... That's your subtle
the hint. French press.
I need coffee.
Maybe during the break.
Maybe so.
All right. This food provides 150% of your daily allowance of B12.
Which is like for energy.
Yeah.
So that's important.
Is there any B12 in that coffee? I don't know.
No.
Could be. Anyways, it's the 150% this food provides the daily allowance of B12, the vitamin. Its oil is used in manufacturing of paint, varnish, and linoleum?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
So there's an oil byproduct of sorts.
Right.
And it's used in paint, varnish, and linoleum.
But if
which
you
food
eat it,
is it?
Yeah, you get 150% of your daily requirement of B12, which is like, I mean, people pay a lot of money to get B12 injections and
things
like that because it gives you so much energy.
But you could just eat this food and you get
150%.
More than enough. Wow.
All kinds of energy. On this day in history, in 1869, American Women's Suffrage Association forms in Cleveland.
Yeah, Cleveland.
Didn't know that.
I didn't know that either.
That's an interesting place for that to develop, but okay. In 1896, The first U.S. absentee voting law was enacted by Vermont, so we have them to thank for that.
Oh, yeah, I was going to say to blame, maybe.
Yeah. Now, where Bernie's from.
It is.
Bernie, coincidence?
Bernie's crying out there right now.
Yeah?
Because he says that the bill that was sent from the Congress isn't bold enough.
He's such an idiot.
I know.
I swear. 1966, the Beatles began recording sessions for their album, Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band.
There's so much to this story.
Sgt. Pepper and the concept behind the album originated on Paul's flight back to London in 1966. The band was fed up with being the Beatles and all the pressure that came with their fame. Therefore, Paul got the idea that they should ditch those personas and take on new ones. Then when John came up to the microphone, or I did, it wouldn't be John or Paul singing, it would be the members of this band. I thought we can run this philosophy through the whole album.
Go.
So odd. I thought it was so weird.
It was weird.
Yeah.
It was, they were acting out.
I think he was one toke over the line. Sweet Jesus. That's what I think.
He claims in later interviews, well, we didn't just do a lot of drugs during that. I'm thinking he might have done drugs on the way back from London.
That's what I'm thinking. Yes. Just like, yes. And that's where, I also think that's where H.R. Puffin stuff came from. I think all of that was
how appropriate puffin stuff.
Yeah, whatever that was. I think it all came from the same substance. All right, we got birthdays today. Mm-hmm. Sarah Hyland having a birthday today. She's turning 31 years old.
I ran from the police, and even though it was an accident, I injured an officer. I'm very, very sorry. I've made a lot of bad decisions since I've been here, and it's time I take some responsibility. Like sometimes in the dining hall, I slip my pinky under the scale when they weigh my salad. Also, I've missed more morning classes than I've been to. I don't know the policy is on dating TAs, but I think I broke it.
And they're in the back room going, no, you've said enough. Stop talking.
Please stop talking. Please stop. Yeah, you've shared too much information. Katherine Heigl having a birthday today. She turns 43 years old.
Have you ever seen the movie Killers?
With no. The first time I saw her was in Love Comes Softly, which was just a beautiful Hallmark-ish.
You like Tom Selleck, right?
Oh, I do.
Oh, you've got to watch Killers.
Okay.
He plays the father-in-law of Ashton Kutcher.
Okay.
Who is the love interest of this young lady,
Catherine.
And this is from the movie Killers.
I'm Spencer, by the way.
Jennifer. Sometimes Jenny. No, Jen. It's just Jen.
You want to get a drink with me tonight?
Yeah. You realize I'm going to make you tell me your whole life story.
Trust me. It's boring.
Who do you work for?
Let's just say that I work for the blah, 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 and they gave me a license to blah.
It's not shooting, honey. Oh, God.
Katherine Heigl. Ashton Kutcher. Killers.
Sweetie, your gun is showing.
Well, where do you expect me to put it? Have you seen the size of this thing?
It's a good movie. It is a funny comedy, sort of a James Bondish sort of movie.
She is so pretty and so cute, but
beautiful.
They say she is a pain in the butt to work with.
Really? Yeah. Oh, I'm disappointed.
She has a reputation of being a little bit of a pain.
Okay.
But she's a pretty pain.
Mm-hmm.
Colin Hanks having a birthday today. He's turning 44 years old.
This is from the movie Lucky. And again, a movie I've got to see.
Then it's your mother. She says it's urgent.
Honey, you know your ticket? The lottery ticket?
Ben, you won the lottery!
Oh my God, are you okay?
Yay!
You know how they say your life totally changes? They're not lying.
Yeah. He hugs the girl in the movie trailer. He's got the knife because they have a big cake that they're cutting. Mm-hmm. And his girlfriend shows up and she's so excited. And he goes to hug her and he actually stabs her with this huge knife.
Oh,
and that's
Lord.
When she goes, oh, yay, I'm bleeding.
Oh, my gosh.
It's a, let's just say it's a twisted comedy.
A dark comedy, shall we say.
And
I like those sometimes.
But it looks like it would really be fun to watch.
Dwight Schultz is having a birthday today. He turns 74 years old.
Murdoch from the A-Team.
We shall make the skies safe for Mumsy, Daddy, and Buckingham. God save the Queen. At least give it a break.
Murdoch, can we hurry up?
Sure, anything you want.
Well, I don't hear nothing, but if you're positive that that's what you heard on the
track... I'm warning you. I had enough of you talking to your invisible friend.
Does he look invisible, huh? You can't see him?
He's just off the wall.
Always.
And he flies the helicopter. That's the scary part.
That is the scary
part.
He's
the pilot.
But as long as he's good at that, I guess that's what is the most important thing.
Oh, Lordy.
I mean, wasn't he out of a...
Insane asylum. Yeah,
that's
they
what
pulled
I
him out to put in part of the team.
Lovely. So nice.
Oh, my.
All right. 434-248-0704 is our number. Here is our Mind Jam trivia. We would like to know.
What food? This food provides 150% of your daily allowance of vitamin B12. Its oil is used in manufacturing of paint, varnish, and linoleum. So you actually step on it, which is pretty amazing. So what is this food that I must know soon?
Right.
So I can eat some.
To get your 150% of your recommended daily allowance of B12
instead of having
to pay for a shot.
Yeah, people get shots to get their B12.
They do, because it gives you so much energy and stuff. We'll tell you what the answer is coming back here on The Morning Jam.
A little more celebration of the beginning of the recordings of Sgt. Pepper's. And a lot of funny songs on that album.
Turn on The Morning Jam with Janet and Mark, 6 to 9 a.m.
What would you think if I sang out a tune? Would you stand up and walk out on me? Lend me your ears and I'll sing you a song, and I'll try not to sing out of key. Yes, I get by with a little help from my friend, with a little help from my friend.
The Morning Jam with Janet Rose and Mark Lamb.
6:21 on the day before Thanksgiving, 2021.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. So we're in the middle of our Mind Jam trivia, stretching your brain waves. It stretches mine just to show up here. And Janet's got the coffee brewing, so I'm pretty excited about that. This food provides 150% of your daily allowance of vitamin B12. Its oil is used in the manufacturing of paint, varnish, and linoleum.
Yeah, it's true.
I can't even... The only thing I could think of was fish.
Okay.
You know, like
we had guesses of walnuts and peanuts.
Yeah, that's
I guess that could make that.
That could.
You were closer though.
Okay, a fish.
Mm-hmm. It's National Sardine Day today.
Oh gosh. Wow.
Sardines, yes, sardines are that miracle food that nobody wants to eat.
Right.
apparently, it makes the best of the best super green list.
Okay.
It's known for having very low levels of mercury.
Huh.
It's very high in omega-3 fatty acids, which are good.
Right.
It only eats plankton.
Gosh.
Falls
right
at the bottom of the aquatic chain. Therefore, it does not have high concentration of any heavy metals or contaminants.
Right.
The only thing I've ever used sardines for. Mm-hmm. Is to make my dog's coat shinier.
No, oh, really?
My dogs like them. And so I will get the sardines packed in oil, and I'll feed it to them. And when I'm wanting them to, you know, slick up and be really shiny and pretty, I'll feed them sardines.
Interesting.
But I cannot bring myself to eat a sardine. I just couldn't
do it. I think it's been 25, 30 years since I've had one.
How do you eat them?
Well, the only reason I had it was like... Oh, my God. I can't believe I'm going to say charcuterie. It was some kind of a charcuterie spread where it was with a bunch of other things.
Right.
And it had already been cut up. And I said, I think that's sardines. But, I ate a little bit of it.
You tried it.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, I know it's used in a lot of, like, soups. And I know in, like, Norwegian countries and things like that. I think they use that kind of thing a lot. They're probably far healthier.
I can tell you what's more popular than sardines is when people just use that thing's as big as a sardine can. Oh. That term has been used so many times.
A sardine can?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's so small. It's the size of a sardine can. So anyway.
Well, apparently there's a lot of ways to prepare it, including sardine pasta with crunchy parsley crumbs, sardines and tomatoes on toast, salsa spaghetti with sardines. And I don't think
any of those combinations, quite frankly.
Yeah, I know. I can't do it. Yeah. But they are the most plentiful and edible fish in the world.
Yeah. I mean, you walk by. I mean, how many times have you walked by the aisle and you're looking for tuna and stuff, and you go, "Oh, there's sardines," and just keep looking.
Now, see, this says that sardines are the secret component of Caesar salad. No, that's anchovies.
Okay.
I don't know where that comes from. Yeah. I mean, maybe in some parts of the world.
Yeah, maybe. We're not likely to see a five and dine then with sardines, right?
No.
Dang.
Although I do make my own Caesar. I make my own Caesar salad dressing, but I don't use that.
Right.
In them because, well, that would be yucky. So.
So the oils.
Right.
Are very. Potent.
Yeah, I've never used. I've always used anchovy paste, not sardines.
I'm always amazed, Janet, when we learn these things, and I go, "Who was the man or the woman that figured out? Well, let's put some sardine oil in the paint. I think it'll make it better."
Yeah, who are these people?
We don't know.
So I'm doing a more because I did my big Thanksgiving dinner on Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm having a much smaller gathering tomorrow.
Okay.
So I'm doing kind of an unconventional, trip around the world tomorrow with my offerings.
All right.
So I'll have fondue from Switzerland.
Oh, nice.
And I'll have like a baked brie that's French. And then we'll have like an Italian meatball kind of thing going on. And I was doing a shrimp cocktail and I'm like, well, where did that come from? Apparently that's a very controversial thing.
Where it actually originated
from.
Wow, didn't know.
The Brits have tried to take credit for it. More people are likely to credit Mexico for it.
Oh, gee.
And there is an early documentation of a miner in California who was first known to create a cocktail sauce an early version of a cocktail sauce that he would put on oysters.
Okay.
And they're saying that's the most the earliest. So it's apparently that one's very controversial. I don't know that I could even give that one a geographic region.
Wow.
I got my sheet crab soup, I got my Caesar salad, and my apps. I'm done tomorrow.
You know where we pick up our shrimp cocktail reef? At Aldi.
Oh.
At Aldi's.
Well, I'll be making mine.
Well, because your daughter is having great influence on what my wife and I have been eating here lately, that shrimp apparently has quite a bit of the stuff that we need.
Has a lot of protein, as long as you don't have cholesterol issues.
Right.
Yeah.
We're looking at protein.
Yeah. So that was, and it's pretty low in calories.
Yeah.
High in protein.
Yeah. I tried it a couple mornings. Just didn't, no.
Shrimp cocktail for breakfast?
Well, she gave me shrimp and just, something to dip it in. I said, no, it's just not working for me for breakfast to get my protein. So I'm doing yogurt.
Yogurt's good.
Yeah, I did yogurt.
Yogurts, eggs,
And I do hit the fish aisle and get some tuna.
See, you can eat tuna for breakfast, but not...
Well, I don't. I usually eat it. I might take a little bite during the 8 or 9 o'clock hour. But
okay.
Yeah. I just save my apples. I get my Pepsi that way. And just, trying to keep this body going.
There you go.
Keep it going and trying to make it a little bit leaner.
Okay, coming up, we've got your local headlines. Kimberly McBream going to be joining us. Talking about a civil jury who and weighing in on that whole Unite the Right rally.
Right.
Paying victims. She'll get us caught up on that. Carilion Clinic said they have to be fully vaxxed by January the 4th.
Yep.
And most Virginians plan to spend money over the holiday and mainly plan to do it online, which is interesting because it's a Small Business Saturday. This weekend.
This coming weekend.
And I encourage you to, do all that you can to shop local. We have some great places to shop in the South Side, in Roanoke, and in Lynchburg. And do support those local businesses. They need you.
Oh, they need you more now for than sure. ever it would seem. And they probably will have what you want inside their store. You don't have to order it. You can walk out like we did in the olden days with the bag in hand and what we wanted to buy instantly.
What's frustrating, though, is when you want to buy local and you can't find what you want. So you end up going to three different places and then you have to order it online anyway.
Yeah.
But just yesterday, I had a situation where my Mark was needing a new tarp for his wood pile
right
there, because the wind kind of jacked that up. And I'd looked online and kind of priced everything. And I went over to Overstreet Ace.
Yep.
Which is in Lynchburg and in Roanoke. And I was able to find exactly what I needed. And it was even less than it was online.
Oh, wow. Good for you.
So that's...
that's pretty awesome.
At least try to find it locally if you can at all. Hey, we will have your news and your weather coming up very shortly. It is chilly this morning. You better bundle up.
It is.
It is cold.
Yep.
And my Mark's sitting up in a tree right now. Hunting. He's dedicated. I'll give him that.
I hope he gets something and not a cold.
He's looking for the boss doe today.
Oh, the boss?
He's been watching her for a while.
Oh, boy.
She's a big girl.
Okay.
We'll see how that goes.
6:31, CBS News Brief coming up along with Kimberly Broom, as Janet said. And we'll bring you some more on this Thanksgiving Eve. It's hump day. We'll have some famous sitcom Thanksgiving scenes for you later.
Currently, the temperatures are so cold, I almost don't want to report them. But in Amherst, it's 22. In Lynchburg, it's 23. 24 in Bedford. 22 in Danville. 25 in Roanoke and Salem.
It's supposed to get better, though. That's what I hear.
Well, where could it go except up? I mean, at this point.
Well, no, I mean in the days ahead, supposedly. I don't know.
Well, it is wintertime.
It is. Yep, for sure. And it is coming up on Christmas. And we just talked about encouraging people to shop local. So for more than a decade, shoppers in Roanoke have been encouraged to spend locally during the kickoff of the holiday shopping season. This year is no different. Small Business Saturdays taking place, and the Roanoke Regional Chamber of Commerce and American Express are encouraging folks to shop in your local stores. While this initiative provides great things for local shops, it also, you know, helps people, you know, get paid and not get laid off. And of course, not many layoffs here lately, because they're still struggling to find some employees to fill up some of these positions. But they're asking you to prioritize first, shop local. And that is from the vice president of the regional local Chamber of Commerce in Roanoke. So this Saturday, do it. Small Business Saturday.
Well, a current student at Liberty University who is identified only as Jane Doe filed a lawsuit earlier this week against a former student who reportedly used alcohol and drugs to commit date rape in October of last year. The suit also says Liberty University deterred the plaintiff from taking proper steps to pursue her perpetrator, shifted the focus onto the plaintiff's consumption of alcohol, and allowed her rapist to graduate unscathed. According to documents filed with the U.S. District Court for the Western District of Virginia, the Jane Doe is a student athlete who began attending Liberty University in the fall of 2019. Is currently living abroad as she pursues her studies and expects to graduate from the university in 2022. The lawsuit lays out the following seven accusations against Liberty University and against the other defendant, the former student. Against Liberty University, they've been charged with pre-assault, deliberate indifference in a hostile environment, post-assault, deliberate indifference, hostile environment, negligence, and retaliation under Title IX. Against the defendant, who graduated from Liberty University in May and currently lives in Georgia, assault and battery. The Jane Doe says that she was invited to this off-campus apartment to meet with a group of students from Liberty. When she arrived, it was only the young man there who then gave her a roofie and alcohol, and then she was raped. The next day, when he demanded that she leave his apartment, she was unable to respond coherently due to the drugs. He drove her to her apartment and dismissed her from her vehicle. She went to Lynchburg General the next day, battered and bruised, reported being raped, and the rape kit was administered. At that time. This is just adding to a long line of these claims that are coming up right now. Liberty did share the following statement, saying they cannot at this time commit on any specific claims to the lawsuit, that saying they will address the claims as appropriate in the right forum. And they say this affords us another opportunity to state how seriously the university takes its obligations to comply with Title IX laws concerning sexual assault, harassment, and discrimination.
Mm. Wow.
It's a mess.
It really is. Well, we've been, you know, listening to a lot of stories surrounding Kyle Rittenhouse. This is kind of a good one that surrounds the officer in the Norfolk area who gave $25. We had the story earlier in the week. Candace Owen decided to take on this whole story and asked her listeners to step up. Candace Owen handed an oversized check, literally, to the officer fired for his support of Kyle Rittenhouse. The conservative commentators gave William Kelly, Lieutenant William Kelly, a sweepstakes size check for $202,000. Kelly reportedly donated $25 to Rittenhouse's defense while the teenager was facing charges in the shooting death of two rioters and injuring one more amid the Jacob Blake protests in August of 2020. Even though he has the check in hand, the amount is growing over $240,000. Owen said, "I wanted to raise $100,000 for him on her show, Candace. Instead, we've raised north of $240,000. And that's going to come in handy, you know, because a lot of people saying he should probably, well, he wants his job back. That was our story earlier in the week. But some people said, you know, he should go after the city. That's up to him to do whatever he feels like he needs to do. But certainly the check in hand will help that deficit they've been facing for the last year plus.
For sure. I've learned a couple of things today. First of all, I learned that Dollar Tree is a Virginia company. Didn't know that.
No.
They have now officially announced that they are going to be selling most of their traditionally dollar-priced items for now $1.25.
Okay.
That was announced yesterday in its third quarter report to investors. After sticking to the mostly single buck method since they opened in 1986, they are having to make those changes. It's a major milestone for the Virginia-based retailer, but one that's been in the works for a while. While the U.S. has been dealing with high inflation and increasing freight and distribution costs, Dollar Tree says its move is not a reaction to short-term or transitory market conditions, and it's time to move on from the constraints of the $1 price point. Mm-hmm. For 35 years, they've managed to maintain this dollar threshold even during inflationary times.
Isn't that's amazing in and of itself?
Yeah, it kind of is.
Being able to pull that off over a 35-year period.
Yeah, I mean, we shop the dollar.
Oh, sure we do.
I mean, you got to know what you're buying.
Yeah.
Because it's not always the best deal because
right.
The sizes are smaller sometimes and things like that. But I know a lot of the things that I buy, mm-hmm. I'll go in other places and I'll see the exact same thing.
Yeah.
So, I mean, even at $1.25, still some good deals there.
Yeah.
For sure.
We're going to talk a little bit later about the inflation affecting, you know, the local food banks. We're going to have the folks from Lynchburg Daily Bread come by and say hi in the 8 o'clock hour. So we'll address that issue then. But inflation affecting obviously the dollar store, Janet. And yeah, you think about it. You think about the buyers. Imagine you're the buyer for the Dollar Tree, you mm-hmm. know, or everything's a dollar, or anything that had that association. You sure you can't come down a little? You know, if I buy 3 million of them, you think you can get it down to 59 cents? I mean, because there has to be a margin of profit.
Right.
Obviously.
There's got to be some meat on the bone,
yeah,
for sure.
So hopefully this is going to, you know, help them get over the hump. And I don't know if that'll ever come back because, I mean, we were, gas prices, just the shipping prices alone are affecting everything. And then you have an issue with paying overtime because you don't have enough people coming in. You got to ask your other employees to stick around, work longer hours, pay them more. You got to raise your prices. It just has this trickling effect.
It does.
Everywhere. And the even the cost of the Butterball, we should have called them. Maybe we'll call them around Christmas. They're saying their Butterball turkeys are up 14%. So that's just from Butterball.
Butterball.
Do you use Butterball? What's your preference?
As long as it doesn't have hormones and things like that in there.
Does yours have
the little pop-up thermometer.
We're going to hear about that in a little while.
From Norm. That's right.
That's right.
I don't trust that thing.
Okay.
I completely use a meat thermometer for any type of roasting, grilling, anything.
Okay.
I have a digital and a manual one.
Okay.
I take that very seriously.
Right, right.
Because you can get sick if you don't cook it to the proper temperature. So
what's that chemical that it releases?
Tryptophan.
Yeah,
or something like
makes that. You sleepy.
Makes you want to take a little nappy nap. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I like it. I like it a lot.
Oh, jeez.
It's time for Janet's Five and Dine on the Morning Jam. Give her 5 minutes, and she'll give you some great inspiration for a delicious meal tonight.
Five and Dine is brought to you by our friends at F&L Market there on Memorial Avenue in Lynchburg. They are locally owned, independently owned. You talk about Small Business Saturday. Mm-hmm. You need to support them because they really support the area where they live. And we really appreciate all that they do for the community at F&L Market. Sign up to be a VIP customer. You can save even more money that way. And you're aware of some of the best deals that are coming down before anybody else does. So today on Five and Dine, I'm sharing a recipe that I used to make all the time. My dad loved this recipe. And it's very, very light. And it's very diet friendly.
Oh, good.
You feel like you're being naughty, but you're really not.
Okay.
I'm not a huge fan of pumpkin pie. Mm-hmm. But I love this pumpkin fluff dish. So you make this and you put it in a bowl and you serve it with ginger snaps. You can also serve it with fruit if you like. But the ginger snaps are really delicious. You're going to take a can of pumpkin puree, not pumpkin pie filling, but pumpkin puree.
Okay.
And in a large bowl, you're going to combine that with your instant vanilla pudding. If you're really trying to lighten it up, you can use sugar-free.
Okay.
And that's what I always use for Dad because he had diabetes and he wanted to have something sweet, and this was a way for him to do that. And then you're going to fold in 16 ounces of Cool Whip. Then you're going to sprinkle cinnamon, nutmeg, and allspice, or you can just use pumpkin pie spice. And mix in a full teaspoon of pumpkin pie spice. And then you mix it together and you refrigerate it. And then you serve it with the ginger snaps. And it's delicious.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Especially after a heavy meal, it's the one that everybody seems to gravitate to.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's gone.
Right.
And then hours later, they'll come back for dessert.
For more.
but that's the one that is always gone first, which I always thought was interesting.
Yeah.
Because it was the lightest one. The lowest in the calories, but it was the one that everybody seemed to prefer. If you would like to give it a shot, it's easy to put together and delicious too. I'll put it up on our Facebook page. Just look up Janet's Five and Dine. You'll find this recipe and all the recipes that we share here on the Morning Jam, brought to you by F&L Market, where their meats are cut above.
Before you fire up the coffee maker, turn on the Morning Jam with Janet and Mark on the Virginia Talk Radio Network.
I come from a long line of Southern cooks, and one thing my mama always told me was ingredients matter. That's why I trust the experienced butchers at F&L Market, Lynchburg's only locally and family-owned independent grocery store. Their staff cuts and grinds fresh meats daily and will offer you the personal service you desire for everyday meals or special occasions. This week at F&L Market, save on Family Pack New York Strip Steaks, $6.99 a pound. Family Pack Bone-In Assorted Pork Chops are $1.79 a pound. Get ready to do some holiday baking with Grade A Medium Eggs, $1.29 a dozen. Save on Domino's Sugar, 2 for $5 for 4-pound bags. And Pet Ritz Pie Shells are 2 for $5. F&L Market will be closed on Thanksgiving Day and wish you a happy Thanksgiving. Stop by F&L Market today, 2517 Memorial Avenue, Lynchburg. Their meat is a cut above.
This better be good news, Norm.
Look, I'm sorry, guys. A little pop thing won't pop out. Something wrong with it.
Something wrong with you.
No, it's a little pop thing.
Hey, could somebody please explain to me where the little pop thing is on the turkey? I mean, because maybe it's different in the city, but in the country where I come from, turkeys aren't born with little pop.
The little pop thing has a name. It's called a thermometer. Now, can we, oh, please say thermometer.
Thermometer,
yeah. We can say it till we're blue in the face. It's not going to make it pop out any faster. I think something's wrong with your oven, Carla.
Hey, my oven was just fine until you stuffed Birdzilla in it.
Sometimes you want to go where everybody knows your name. And they're always glad you came. You want to be where you can see. Our troubles are all the same. You want to be where everybody knows your name.
You found the right choice. It's the rebirth of Common Sense Talk Radio. We are the Morning Jam.
Happy Thanksgiving, Janet.
Oh, and to you, friend. I love watching the Thanksgiving episodes. Yeah. That was a good one.
Yeah.
But like I say, I don't trust the pop-up timer thing.
Yeah.
And of course, I also don't cook a Birdzilla.
Yeah, Birdzilla.
As a rule. So.
Well, the mashed potatoes in that scene were cold, too. It's just like, did we cook anything in this? For this show?
Probably not.
Fire the caterer for cheers. You know, the segment that you sent me that I edited there. Fraser Crane, I'm sorry. He's pretty depressing.
Oh my gosh, yes.
I didn't remember that part of him because, see, I'm so used to watching Fraser,
right.
The TV show.
Yeah, and they did change him a little in that.
So
yeah.
It's like, come on, man.
Although he's
I feel
always,
like Joe Biden.
He's always kind of negative, though.
Right.
For sure. You know, earlier in the show, we were talking about National Sardine Day.
Yeah.
And we had a listener, Rita, text in and said, I once had an employee who was sort of asked to retire, and he wasn't happy, and he hid an open can of sardines in the office before he left.
Oh, gosh.
That wasn't good. It took us a while to find out what that smell was. It's funny now, but it wasn't so much then.
Wow.
She said he's since passed away, bless his heart. I
You put it in the right place.
I have a friend. They did that.
Mm-hmm.
Only it was tuna.
Okay.
And it was a really, really, really heavy desk in their boss's office.
Right.
And they opened up the tuna,
right.
Lifted up the desk. It took 4 men to lift the desk up.
Oh, my goodness.
And they put it under there.
Wow. That's effort.
That does.
No, wait a minute. Okay. You remember the time you and I had lunch?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It wasn't that character.
Yep, my gosh. Yep.
Now it makes perfect sense.
Yeah,
after he shared. So we're eating at a local restaurant, and Janet runs into one of her old colleagues.
Mm-hmm.
And he starts talking stories that they did at this particular business.
Right.
And
good stuff.
And the guy had pictures of stuff,
absolutely.
Of gags he did from 15 years ago.
I know. So
still
good.
On his phone.
So
he
good.
Must transfer that from phone to phone.
Well, why just, wouldn't you?
I mean, gets it's a jolly so, out of it every time.
It's so good. I mean, some of those pranks were legendary.
Right.
Now, in that same office, there was a gentleman, and they worked at the old Piedmont Club.
Okay.
All right.
That was on top of the Bank of the James, right?
Bank of the James building in Lynchburg. Apparently, when the Piedmont Club, which was like very well known,
oh, yeah.
and I mean,
it
that was the place to go, sure. when they shut down, mm-hmm. apparently they just kind of shut down in the dark of night. Nobody knew what was going on.
Did not know that.
Nobody got paid.
Wow.
And the employees were not happy.
So they
were in there ransacking.
Mm-hmm.
And to my rumor has it, I don't know this for sure.
Right.
Unlike the other story.
Right.
They took raw salmon and threw it up in the ceiling tiles. I mean, wow. I know.
The mice must have had a feast.
Oh, my gosh. Can you imagine cleaning that up? Oh, and can you imagine what it would have smelled like?
Yeah, you got to throw those tiles
away.
They're
like, why are there so many cats on the eighth floor? We don't know.
Was it about fish? Because when you were talking about the sardine story, automatically I know people that have put raw fish like on engine blocks back when you could before you could have to open the hood from the inside, you could open it from the outside and they'd lay raw fish over the engine
just to get at somebody.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I've heard of people hiding hamburger in
that'll stink
in the summertime. Yeah. Would not be good. So anyway, good stuff.
If you have a gag.
In more ways than one.
Oh, Lord.
Thanks for sharing that with us, Rita.
That was good.
Hey, guys, don't forget, we appreciate so much hearing from you. Mm-hmm. We hope you will call us, text us. If you just want to wish the other listeners a happy Thanksgiving, you can do that too. 434-534-8500 is our number, toll free 866-916-3776, or you can text us at 434-248-0704. That's also the number you can use to get registered for Come to the Table Tuesdays.
Yes.
Now, we already had a winner yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Leia was our winner
yesterday
for Come to the Table Tuesdays. Just send us your name, where you work, and you could win lunch for up to 10 people from Honey Baked Ham, courtesy of Honey Baked Ham and Harvest Baptist Church, where they remind you it is time to be kind.
Time to be kind. And we're excited about a new sponsor that's going to come alongside and help us beginning next week. We'll talk about that next week. So, Janet,
Yes.
I begin the long, if the right word would be arduous, is that the right word? Demoing of my office beginning today when I leave here.
Okay.
And we are going nonstop until Saturday evening and see where we're at. We're going to just tear it all up and put laminate flooring down over the holidays. We'll be watching the Macy's Day Parade probably on an iPad because everything will be pretty much demoed hopefully by then. I'm starting today, so it is a wiring nightmare. It's, I wired it, but it took a long time because my studio is in there, my office, when I have my business. And now, again, thanks to your daughter, it has become our training room as well.
That's good.
And it's just not applicable for all those three. So a little reconfig is coming with a new floor. We're excited about that, and we'll see.
I think a lot of people take, when they have longer times that they're able to take off.
Mm-hmm.
I think a lot of people like to utilize that time.
Yeah. So we're going to see what happens. I mean, I'm hoping to be married by Saturday.
It's going to be... Well, you want to test your relationship, that's a good way to do it.
Well,
isn't it?
Didn't we earlier in the week have the downsizing thing? What was that whole thing about?
Well, we were talking with our guest yesterday.
We had Gwen Wilson in.
Right.
And my wife is like, all right.
And then last week it was use less.
We had
use less day. Although, see, I think this will strengthen your relationship.
You do
because
now.
I do because nothing gets Kara going.
Right.
Like purging and redoing.
Right.
And I think it's going to make her real. I think you're going to make her really, really happy. Most women, especially if you've got a good woman.
Right.
It's the little things in life that make us happy.
Yeah.
I mean, my Mark rewired one of my little Christmas trees, like one of the antique ceramic Christmas trees.
Mm-hmm.
It hasn't had a light for several years.
Right.
And he rewired that for me yesterday. He couldn't have given me a piece of jewelry that would make me any happier.
Yeah, my wife's the same way,
it's
kind of acts of service kind of things is her love language. So
that's right.
I am pretty much going into this. See, I've done a purge already. I did a purge, I don't know, a couple years ago.
Well, there's a purge. There's a Mark purge, but she's looking for a Kara purge. So I think you need to tap into your inner Kara. Man, I feel like a woman. Might want to listen to Sir Shania Twain today.
I might have to get some twang in there over the weekend.
Hey, in our next hour, we've got Bill Trefero coming up. He's going to get us your headlines on the way. CBS News is coming up. And what was on the menu at the first Thanksgiving? We're going to tell you in the next hour.